Independent contractor agreement for sales associate. A broker who is a realtor may use the independent contractor agreement for sales associate, TXR 2301. The association's attorneys have drafted all Texas Realtors forms for their members to use. If a broker is not a realtor or does not wish to use the TXR-2301 form, the broker will need an attorney or CPA to prepare an independent contractor agreement for the broker and sales agent to sign. These agreements help to reduce the broker's risk with the IRS and other state agencies. 1. Parties. The parties to the agreement are the sponsoring broker and the license holder, who will perform the services outlined in the agreement. The sponsoring broker is referred to as the broker. The sponsored sales agent is referred to as the associate. 2. Term. Note that there is a beginning date but no ending date. The agreement ends when either party terminates the agreement. 4. Best efforts. The sales associate promises to put forth their best efforts to procure clients for the brokerage and to provide services to its clients. 5. Exclusive association. An associate may not engage in activities, like property management, without the broker's consent while this agreement is in place. 6. Legal and ethical compliance. The associate must comply with TREE law and TREC rules, both legally and ethically. The sales agent must also abide by the National Association of Realtors Code of Ethics and Bylaws. If the broker is a member of the association and any other association's code to which the broker may belong. 7. Licenses and trade associations. The broker promises to maintain the status of their Texas real estate license and their membership to the NAR and/or TXR. If the broker is a member of a relator association, the sales associate must also become a member. 8. Independent contractor. The agreement clearly specifies that the associate is an independent contractor and not an employee of the broker, and that the broker is not responsible for paying any amounts to FICA, unemployment compensation, or workers' compensation, and the associate's authority is delineated. A Statement of Understanding, TXR 2302, will be attached to the agreement on a specified date each year that the agreement between the two parties is in effect. 9. Associate's authority. The associate's authority is delineated, most importantly, that the agent may sign listing agreements, buyer representation agreements, and commission agreements on the broker's behalf. The associate is responsible for submitting those agreements to the broker within a specified number of days. Sections E and F of paragraph 9 identify the geographic areas and the practice areas where the associate is authorized to operate. Examples of practice areas are residential sales, commercial leasing, farm and ranch sales, etc. 10. Files and confidentiality of operations. The associate is accountable for maintaining all required brokerage files and confidentiality of the information in those files, unless otherwise compelled by law. Associates must maintain these files with the broker for at least 4 years after a transaction closing or the termination of a contract. 11. Ownership of listings and representation agreements. The agreement clearly states that the broker, not the associate, exclusively owns all listings, representation agreements, commission agreements, and any other agreements, property management agreement, for example, for brokerage services the associate creates in the broker's name. 12. Receipt of money by associate. The associate must comply with contracts when receiving client checks or funds. The associate must not have a trust, escrow, or management account for real estate business separate from the broker's. 13. Facilities. The broker will provide certain specified items at the brokerage office for use by the associate: computer, printer, phone, desk, internet access, etc. However, the associate is not required to be present in the office. 14. Advertising. As required by TREC, the broker is responsible for all advertising and marketing materials circulated by their sponsored agents. Per the agreement, the associate will not publish any materials without the broker's knowledge and consent. 15. Assignment of prospects. An associate has the right to deal with prospects they procure. Likewise, the broker may assign leads to their associates. The broker has the right to reassign prospects, no matter who procured them, to other sponsored agents as needed. 16. Associates' fees. An associate must pay all fees earned from agreements in the broker's name to the broker. The broker is responsible for paying the sponsored agent the fees negotiated between them. Fee amounts may be in a separate fee schedule attached to this agreement or written into 16B2 of this agreement. License holders should read the agreement carefully and note how this agreement addresses when associates' fees are earned and payable, how disputes over fees are settled between associates, how brokerage fees owed but not collected from a prospect will be handled. Associates are not allowed to accept bonuses or other compensation directly. All bonuses and compensation must be paid to the broker, who will distribute it according to a specified fee schedule attached to the agreement or written into 16F2. 17. Expenses. The associate is responsible for paying their own expenses, not the broker. The broker may charge the associate to help pay for expenses like desk fees, transaction fees, errors and omissions premiums, franchise fees, etc. Those expenses must be listed in 17B. The broker may either deduct these expenses from the fees owed to the associate, invoice the associate for the expenses, or charge the associate according to a fee schedule attached to the agreement or written into 17B3B. Associates are responsible for paying their own licensing fees and membership fees. The associate is responsible for furnishing his or her own vehicle and related expenses. The associate must show proof of vehicle insurance. 19. Defense of disputes and litigation. License holders should read this paragraph carefully, paying attention to how disputes and litigation are addressed in this agreement. The paragraph addresses the party responsible for paying the E&O insurance deductible if the broker and the associate are named as defendants in a dispute, litigation, or complaint. The paragraph states that the broker and the associate named in those actions will share responsibility for any expenses not covered by the E&O insurance. 20. Prosecution of claims. The sole discretion to complain, prosecute, compromise, or settle a claim between another broker, clients, customers, and prospects is with the broker. 21. Termination. Either party may terminate this agreement at any time for any reason with written notice to the other. The associate must end all negotiations and other brokerage services with prospects of the brokerage that were commenced before termination of the agreement. The broker will assume all negotiations and brokerage services. The associate is responsible for providing the broker with a current accounting of all listings, pending sales, and lease agreements. The associate must also return all files related to the broker's business and turn in all property of the broker. 24. Agreement of the parties. Any addenda to this agreement will be attached to the document. This agreement is legally binding. License holders should read it very carefully and consult an attorney if they do not understand any part of it. The signatures of the parties show agreement to all terms. Statement of Understanding, TXR-2302. The Statement of Understanding, TXR-2302, should be revisited and filled out by the associate each year on a date specified in the independent contractor agreement. Brokers should maintain their records by keeping each copy of the Statement of Understanding with the associate's independent contractor agreements. This form is used to reaffirm the associate's independent contractor relationship with the broker, further reducing the broker's risk with the IRS and the Texas Workforce Commission by reinforcing that the associate is not an employee. It also reinforces that the agreement can be terminated by either party at any time and for any reason with the proper written notice. Compensation issues. The real estate company can provide a work environment, including offices, equipment, training, and marketing tools for independent contractors. Some real estate companies are strictly employer-employee operated. The agents may be on a salary, and the broker can offer benefits. Historically, this type of relationship between agent and broker has not proven as popular with sales agents as the independent contractor relationship. The cost for each associate is known as desk cost. When budgeting for monthly expenses, the cost of each agent's existence in the office is calculated to understand what each associate costs the company. Now, if the budget calls for $300,000 in expenses for the year, and there are 15 agents in the office, then each agent's desk cost is $20,000. Therefore, each agent must make over $20,000 for the company to have made any money for the owner, broker. When brokers have agents who do not produce, the best solution is to train, and continue to train. If this does not work, an owner must let that agent leave the brokerage since they could not cover their desk costs. Brokers do not expect new agents just starting their business to cover desk costs immediately. They recognize that it takes time to establish business and build client relationships. Commission splits. If an agent gets 100% of the compensation, then the agent is expected to pay a monthly desk cost/desk fee to the broker. This agreement should be in writing. This agreement should be in writing. The agent represents the broker, and the broker's name is on all legal documents. If the broker received a 6% rate of compensation and the agent received 50%, the agent made $12,000. An agent would need only two sales like this to pay his desk cost if it were $20,000. Most properties are co-brokered, which means one brokerage firm listed the property while a different firm procured the buyer. In this example, if the sales price was $400,000, the broker compensation 6%, and the sale co-brokered, each agent would receive $6,000. At a $20,000 desk cost, the agent would need to sell four properties at this sales price and compensation split to cover his desk costs. Although broker compensation is always negotiable between client and broker, compensation splits and fees paid to sponsored agents or cooperating brokers are determined by the broker of record. A new agent interviewing with a brokerage firm would want to ask, "What is the commission split for a new agent? What commission does the broker require from the seller? At what point does the commission split change to the advantage of the sales associate? What is the desk cost that I am expected to cover? How long do you expect it will take me to achieve that desk cost?" Broker responsibility. TREC Rules 535.2 outline the responsibilities a real estate broker owes to their clients and to their sponsored license holders. As an agent's principal, the broker is liable for all the agent's actions. This relationship places a tremendous responsibility on the broker, as they must oversee all the activities of the firm's sponsored sales agents. The broker must ensure that all activities are handled legally and ethically, within the law, and that their agents comply with the Texas Real Estate License Act and the TREC rules at all times. The best way for the broker to accomplish this is to sponsor conscientious, well-trained individuals. The broker is responsible for the following types of activities on the part of sponsored license holders: compliance with fair housing laws, compliance with advertising regulations, use of promulgated forms, compliance with regulations for disclosure, compliance with all aspects of the Texas Real Estate License Act. In conclusion, the relationship between a sales agent and their broker is a fiduciary relationship. Agents have the authority to represent their brokers in brokerage services agreements. Both parties have responsibilities and duties to each other to maintain the relationship. Agents can be independent contractors or employees of their brokers. Agents who are independent contractors sign an agreement with their broker that establishes the scope of the agent's authority. Brokers are responsible for the actions of their sponsored agents and must supervise their activities. Brokers must ensure that their sales agents comply with all legal and ethical standards as brokerage representatives.